Welcome, everybody, and we wanted to, we're very fortunate to have Candace Dupree come in for this press conference today, and wanted to thank you all for coming. Certainly, we know it's big news, and a lot of people are not happy with the news, but we're very happy about the news. It was a difficult decision. We know that you have to sacrifice something in order to get something. And in trading Cappy Pondexter and Kelly Mazzanti to New York was not easy for us, and we were hoping that Cappy would come back, but she made it clear that she was not going to play for us, and she wanted to be able to go to New York. We were able to work out a situation to have Candace Dupree come in for us, and we think that Candace Dupree is a player that we've not had before, and Corey and I have had a lot of conversations in the kind of player that she's going to be with the Phoenix Mercury. We have our core group back, and we know that Candace Dupree is the type of player that's going to continue to keep the Phoenix Mercury up top and going to the playoffs and an opportunity to win a championship. She is very hungry to win a championship. She gives us a different energy. We've not had a player like her before in this position, and Corey will talk more about that as far as her game itself and what she's going to add to the Phoenix Mercury. But, you know, it was tough, but we're very happy about the decision, and we're going to move on, and we feel that the Phoenix Mercury is in a great position to defend our title, that's for sure. So I'm going to have Corey Gaines give you a little bit more about Candace Dupree.
Hello to everybody here. Our home opener. Oh, let's get that on tape right now. The 15th ring ceremony. It's a strange thing to have a conference like this right now. As Annie stated, you know, I had talked to Cappy. We had talked to Cappy, and it was just out there that she was not coming back. I was going on over through the winter time, thinking, you know, new stuff for Cappy. How we're going to put her in? You know, more plays or whatever is going to happen. But it didn't work that way. And sometimes, you know, good things happen from bad things. You know, some people say, you know, how could you trade Cappy? Why would you get rid of Cappy? Once I found out that Cappy was not going to come back and play, I made a list up, myself and Ann, and we had a couple of names on the list, no certain order, and Candace's name was on that list. And it just happened to work out, which was difficult, three-team trade, which doesn't happen too often in our sport. And it worked out, and what Candace gives us is inside score. We haven't had that since I've been here. We haven't had a dominant inside score who demands a double team. And it's funny because our offense, I say our offense, our team's offense, is set up for a dominant score down low. And we've never had that. When we had Penny Taylor playing there, that's not her original position. We put her there because we needed her to play there to help us, you know, score some points. But back how I learned the offense when I played it back in college, back in NBA in Denver, Orlando Woolrich was a four. And if you remember back that far, he led the NBA in scoring before he got hurt. And it's just an offense that's set up for a player like Candace. So she's going to help us inside. Some of the players I talked to, you know, Diana, Odie, Tangela, Tamika, they feel that the demanding of her double team down low is going to open up more stuff for us. So, you know, we led the league in scoring last year. So this year, you know, sky's the limit. With easier shots down low, good things can happen. So on that, I will introduce Candace.
I just want to thank Annie and Corey and the whole Phoenix Mercury staff for flying me and having me come and speak to you guys. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited about the different style of basketball that they play here. It's a faster pace, looking to get up and down the floor a lot more than I have in the past. And like Corey said, just being inside presence, crash the boards and go to work on the block. So again, I'm excited about being here. Can't wait for training camp and for the actual season to start. And hopefully I'll get to know a lot more of you guys as the season progresses. So thanks.
Questions from
I mean, I knew what was going to happen. I was kept abreast throughout the entire process. So ultimately, it was my decision to come here or, you know, to pursue other options. And Phoenix is a place that I definitely wanted to be. So I'm excited to get things started. It was fun. Diana has a lot of personality. Got to play a couple minutes with her. You know, she likes to play the up-tempo basketball, shoot the ball. So, like Corey said, you know, double teams come on the block, kick the ball out, let her put some shots up. But she'll be fun to work with. Kind of different from me. I'm more quiet, basically opposite of her. So it'll be fun. I think offensively, the more you crash the boards, the more easy buckets you get. So I guess I get to pad my stats a little bit, maybe. But no, I guess it's something that you have to tell yourself, put your mind to it, and something that you have to be willing to do. Here, I know that they put up a lot of threes, so a lot of long rebounds, but it's something that I look forward to. Like I said, faster pace. People keep telling me to bring my track shoes to training camp. So definitely got to make sure I'm in shape and ready for that. But, you know, great scorers on this team with Penny Taylor, who can play inside and out, Tamika Johnson around the point, Diana, of course, everybody knows what she can do, and Tangela Smith. I think I'll be a great compliment to her. Put me on the inside and let her shoot from the outside. She led the league in three-pointers last year, so she'll work out pretty well. Type of person that I am, I don't know that I'm necessarily always looking to be the star on a team. It just kind of ends up being that way. It'll be nice to have people around you that can kind of take some of that pressure off when it comes to scoring. Once again, it's something that I'm looking forward to. It'll be different. It'll be an adjustment, but it's nothing that I can't handle.
Won't hurt. Just to go on what Candace said about that, adjusting to us. We had a pick your poison last year with Cappy, Diana, and Penny. I still have pick your poison now with three players. So it doesn't really work that way where one person is going to back off from the other person. It's just a pick your poison type of game where some games Candace may be the poison people like to take. Other games may be D, other games may be Penny. The other coach depends on that. I mean, the other coach is the one who figures out which poison he wants. And what you don't understand is our offense is set around just to go with a flow of what happens during the game, and it changes from time to time. And every year so far, it's changed, and it's going to change again. So it's an asset to us to have Candace down low. Now your question.
About being bigger.
Bigger. Candace said we shoot a lot of threes, but we do shoot a lot of twos also. And I think the rebounding is one of the things where we get a lot of putbacks. And I think that's going to help Candace. She's going to help us. So it's going to be a positive thing being longer and taller and, I think, faster. So can't hurt us. Only make us better.
I think the biggest thing was that I want to win right away and win a championship sooner than later. Don't get me wrong, Chicago was a great place to be, great city. I love my teammates and stuff like that. But I was just looking for something different, looking to move in a different direction. And I think Phoenix is a great place to do that. They've won 2 championships already and going for the 3rd this year. Immediately, no. It kind of started once different teams were allowed to talk to players, like mid-February, just speaking to other GMs and stuff like that, and seeing what other organizations were all about and what direction they were trying to move their teams in. And then from there, I just kind of, being a free agent, explored that option.
Is